questions. At the time, he was the BuzzFeed News Michael Hastings Fellow. Well, what did they miss?
Well, that was a particular story about a raid that took place in a town in eastern Belgium in January of last year. And it was right in the aftermath of the Charlie Hebdo attacks. And so it didn't really get a lot of attention at the time. But what I did is I went back and looked at it, and I noticed that the description of it, the reporting on it, the way that the prosecutor talked about it, fit with the pattern that we tend to hear about these raids. Somebody who's a psychopath of some sort, who goes to Syria, who returns back to Brussels. He's a very Islamist radical, and he wants to blow himself up and kill everyone. And that made some sense, but there was a third guy in that house. And they grouped him together in that category, but he didn't really fit there. He seemed to be someone who had never gone to Syria. Everyone I met said he wasn't radicalized at all. Some people said he may have had no idea what he was doing there, but I think more likely...
And this was which raid?
This was a raid in a town called Verviers, where they killed everyone except him, and this guy jumped out the window, and the prosecutor conceded that he didn't seem prepared to die like the other two.
And they killed everyone in a fierce firefight, right?
Really? I mean, and you may have heard about the firefight in Saint-Denis after the attacks in Paris. It was exactly the same thing. I mean, it was a many, many minutes long
But this
battle.
Was after Charlie Hebdo.
This is after Charlie Hebdo, so it was much earlier. And what I realize is that people like this guy seem to exist. They come up all the time in these attacks. They're people who play kind of smaller support roles, who have connections to the people who we think of as the terrorists through childhood, through growing up in the neighborhoods together, through petty criminality. But they aren't terrorists in the way we think of it. And if we realize that actually those are the people we need to focus on, it helps us to understand that the foundation for the terrorism structure that exists in cities like Brussels and in Paris of people who are going abroad and coming back, it's maybe much more mundane than the sort of high rhetoric we hear about people trying to defeat democracy and they hate our freedoms and things like that. It's actually people who exist within a sort of lower spectrum of local grievances and criminality and things that actually are maybe easier to deal with, but also more complicated to try to understand.